This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
And here's another one I've got down here, and this is something, Bill, maybe you can handle. A couple weeks ago, Ben Crow was on. He talked about transferring appreciated assets to charity. And I mentioned that to his advisor, and he asked me if I was interested in a donor-advised fund or a foundation. Can you explain the difference? First off, let me say you don't have to have anything fancy here.
Right.
If you want to donate shares of stock you paid $100 for and is now worth $10,000, you can simply give that in kind to the university here or to a hospital or a church, and you get a full deduction for $10,000.
Right.
So we always want to give away appreciated property
to
charity.
Right.
Now, you can get fancier than that, and I think this is what this guy's talking about.
Yeah, I mean, and Matt, you understand. I mean, I get the private foundation because we do that for clients, but you got to have a lot of money to really do a private foundation. The donor advised funds, jump in here. This is where you give your money to a fund that basically you get the deduction, and then they'll dole it out over time. You don't have to worry about about any kind of.
Now you get to make the selection as to where that goes over that.
Well, you,
time,
you get to give them a range of charities.
It's a generalities, but yeah, basically what they've done is it's akin to what mutual funds did for buying individual common stocks. You could set up your own foundation, or you could go to some of these places like Eaton Vance or others that offer donor advised funds. And you can invest there, donate money to it, and Bill, you're right. I mean, they handle the administration and the running of the
– Yeah. I mean, so if you look at it, a private foundation is effectively your own mutual fund, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And you could put people on the board, you know, that can get compensated out of the foundation dollars. And then there's a certain – the IRS requires so much money to go to charity in a certain fashion. But there's a lot of administrative work. You've got to – you know, you got to solicit,
got to have the meetings.
Yeah, you got to do the whole nine yards. So
yeah,
this
it's not all that difficult. I have one.
It's not horrible, but I mean, you probably don't recognize.
Yeah, because
you
I have staff in order to do it. But the idea
you have me.
That's Bill's wife saying because he does it.
Well, no.
I mean, there is. I mean,
what I'm saying is, if you have other goals, for example. One of the reasons we do this is that I make a contribution every year of my mandatory withdrawal, at least, and put it through the foundation, and the foundation gives in a way. And because it's private, we can direct it where it goes.
As long as it's to charity,
yes. As long as it's to charity, and we can build up assets in it.
Yes.
And so this may last in perpetuity if we leave
and
enough
those
money.
Assets now are leaving your estate.
Yes.
So you get a tax deduction for it today, and they're not in your estate when you pass. So it is, you know, that's top of the food chain, if you will. And then donor advised is sort of middle of the road in the sense that you can get the money out of your estate. This is – you want to move big money out of your state. This isn't $10,000 to the church or to Kennesaw State University or or wherever. So this is just another way of doing it where they take on all the responsibility of filing everything with the IRS and holding the meetings and picking who they give the money to and that kind of thing.
Yeah, and ultimately they do control where the money goes.
Yeah.
To your point, you can recommend where you'd like it to go, but ultimately the fund handles where the grants are
made. I didn't listen to the show with Ben, but I know Ben – we had sort of talked about that – scenario prior to that show. This was sort of a, hey, I got $20,000 I want to give to
church
or synagogue or whatever. And so you just give them the stock and everything will be hunky-dory.
Cut and dry. Basically, you're giving more money away than you want to actually give away to have passed out.
Right.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.